Ja, we komen nu bij het Rembrandtplein.
We will not rest!
We will not stop! We will not rest!
nu op de munt.
free Palestine!
Traveler Hotel. We gaan de spui op. De Kalverstraat op.
Yeah.
Christus. Willem Moet doet de Heer. 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 Willem Moet doet de
Yeah! Israel's crimes!
No more money for Israel's crimes!
No more money for Israel's crimes! about to end. I just want to finish with some words. I have not planned this, so I'm just going to speak from my heart as much as I can. But for the people who just maybe are listening, who just joined us, the reason why we're marching today is because we want to raise awareness for Dr. Hassam Abu Safiya, who has been arbitrarily detained in Israeli jails for over 18 months now.
Shame.
Yeah, it's a shame. It is a shame that Israel has been acting with total impunity. It's a blatant violation of international law to detain Dr. Hassam Abu Safiya and other doctors in Gaza, and also all the innocent prisoners that are now facing torture in Israeli dungeons. So we started... So we started our protest at the Red Cross because we demand that they intervene and demand the release of the doctor and all the other innocent prisoners. But we're also marching through Netherlands because of their complicity to the genocide. The Netherlands is highly complicit, and we urge the Netherlands to also take actions and demand the release. It is with accordance to international law to do so. They have legal obligation to act within their influence, which means sanctions, which means no political ties, no business ties. It means we can do something, and it is our job. I call all of you, the free people of the world, to write to your representatives, to talk to each other, to find a way to organize. If you're here today, find an organizer, find someone to, because we're going to continue to show up and demand the release of the doctor and all the other innocent prisoners. I'm sorry, I'm very tired after watching. I just need to... So, I just wanted to remind you why we were marching, and to the people who just started to join. When they detain doctors, when they target journalists, when they target infrastructure, it is all deliberate. It's not by incidence, it is systematic, and it's by design. They're targeting everything that makes a society run to crush the Palestinians, not only by killing us in our thousands and in the millions and hundreds that they have been killing us, but also to kill our society, to not be able to rebuild. And I was thinking to myself, as I was going to the protest today, because I passed by, very weirdly, a building that was burning on fire. Really horrible. And as I saw the ambulances and the fire trucks, I obviously started thinking about Gaza, who has neither of that anymore because of the targeted strikes against its whole systematic infrastructure. Shame. So again, it is up to us, the free people of the world, to hold our politicians accountable, because the Netherlands is one of the biggest investors into Israel. And Israel is also, the Netherlands is also the country that Israel funnels the most money in the world. We should not, shame, yes, shame. We should not allow our politicians or any businesses to do deals with Israel, to have any political ties in any way or shape possible. That's why we're going to continue to march, we're going to continue to show up, and I urge all of you to look into how you can contribute to the cause, to make sure that you're doing your duty, because if you're not, we're just yet another useless people in history who are looking when our neighbors are being dragged out, just like the Nazis did during the Jews, just like when people are being enslaved or when apartheid was all over the world. We are the ones who can do the change. So yeah, I urge you to just do what you can. Thank you.
Palestine! Free Palestine! Free Palestine! Free Palestine! Free Palestine! Free Palestine! you all for joining us today. It has been a while. We will keep on doing demonstrations, so keep our social media channels in check. We will keep on coming back. We will keep on raising the Palestinian flag and the flag of Iran and Lebanon and all the resistant countries against the Zionist machine. Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine! If you want to walk to the station, we are going to walk to the station so we can deliver you to the trains and trams and metros if you want.
Speelde zich af aan de voet van het monument op de Dam. En het was een mooie demonstratie. Wel een beetje lopen, maar goed. Wat kan ik nog zeggen? Ja, ik heb eigenlijk niks meer toe te voegen. Vanavond gebeurt er nog wat leuks in de Vondelbunker. En op diverse andere plekken. Maar we zullen zien waar het allemaal toe leidt. Voor nu, live vanaf de Dam zou ik zeggen. Van, blijf lekker luisteren naar Radio Pottenkoek. Want er komt altijd van alles nog meer. Dus later. Thank you.
We are Germans. We are honest, trustworthy people. We are hard as steel, tough as leather, and fast as hounds.
Always right on time.
We are afraid of nothing. Some of our most famous national dishes are stuffed pig stomach, blood sausage, and roast horse. We are known around the world for our beautifully melodic yet easy to learn language and for our world famous sense of humor. When we speak English, we all sound like Werner Herzog.
Look a chicken in the eye.
We are Germans. We truly are a fearless bunch of motherfuckers. Yes, some of us actually do have sex with our closest relatives. It's an ancient German tradition mainly practiced in a region called Saarland, but that's another story. We are Germans. Our gross domestic product sums up to $3.7 trillion, which makes us the fourth largest economy in the world, by far leading Europe. Our gold reserves are the second largest in the world.
Please don't ask where it came from.
We are Germans. We started two world wars and almost won them both.
Almost.
We don't fear death.
But from off in the distance, there comes a man. Crazy, seeking vengeance against our peaceful land. Jacket collar raised on a black motorbike. He puts the head in an attic that wants to take our pride. He doesn't negotiate, he simply kicks ass.
He wants us on our knees,
and we cannot resist him.